Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 22 of Right Minded Gains, the Common Sense Approach to Health and Fitness. Hope all is well. Hope everyone is doing all right in these crazy times that we're living in right now. It's mid-March, March 16th, Monday morning. I think that's pretty wild. You know, these weeks and months are going by really fast. Whatever happened to all those New Year's resolutions, you know? I wonder how many people actually stuck with that. I can tell you based on the things I see at my place of work, as well as the other places that I work out at, hasn't been going all that well for a lot of people. Many people have stopped in their tracks, as one might assume would happen, because resolutions are bullshit. It should be part of your lifestyle, not just, oh, it's a new time of the year or a new time of the week or whatever. What's time? You gotta always want to do it. You have to make it part of your life. So yeah, I thought that was interesting, but that's not what I actually want to talk about today. Today I want to talk about this whole coronavirus fucking stupidity driving me absolutely fucking crazy. So we're a few weeks into this situation now. I'm coming out of New York, so I only see what is being told to me on the local news and whatnot. And you know, I honestly don't really trust any of the media. I think most of them are just totally full of shit and just wanting to scare everyone, but that's a whole different topic. But this whole virus thing that's going crazy right now has everyone going absolutely insane. I find it extremely interesting how people are reacting to this. You know, I've lived through a few tragedies in my life now. I'm 27, so I've experienced Hurricane Sandy. I've experienced 9/11. You know, these are two extremely traumatic major events that has happened in our country and in our state, in my state, especially with 9/11 New York. And even those two situations, which were insanely horrifying, I mean, with 9/11, thousands of people died, and the city was pretty much in ruins. And with Sandy, thousands of people died as well, and even today, years and years later, people are still fixing their houses, and, you know, it's fucking wild what goes on. But even with all that, people weren't reacting the same way they're reacting to this virus, to this corona shit. And it's so weird to me, it's so interesting. Like, you look at these videos, you go to the grocery stores, they're fucking running out in droves. They're standing in front of Costco 2 hours before the goddamn place opens. I mean, come on, get a fucking grip, people. Get a grip. Like, I'm not saying that this is not a serious thing. I'm not saying this is good, of course. This is obviously not good. A lot of people are being affected by this. Excuse me. And it is spreading throughout the world. And yes, people are dying from it. But that doesn't mean panic. That doesn't mean go into, like, fucking war mode where you have to trample people just to get fucking toilet paper. It's retarded. I mean, just look at all the stores right now. Go into Costco, go into your local grocery store. What's missing? All the hand sanitizer. All the fucking paper goods, all the toilet paper, all the Bounty or whatever, but all of the fucking fruits and vegetables and, like, good quality meats are still there. Now, that doesn't sit right with me. That tells me something. That tells me where we sit as people. This virus is something that is attacking your immune system. Am I right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct on this. This virus is something that will attack your immune system, and that's how it can harm you. Obviously, if you're older or already sick with other issues, you're more likely to get it and be harmed by it. But in general, this is something that goes after your immune system. So let me ask you something. What is toilet paper going to do for your immune system? What is candy and chips, which is another aisle that was pretty much ransacked, going to do for your immune system? Why are there still mountains of apples, bananas, you know, peach, like, what, not peaches, whatever the fuck the fruits and vegetable aisle has, like, all these different beautiful colors that comes from nature? Why is that shit still fucking full while all the bagged shit is gone? Why is all the hand sanitizer taken, but all the soap is still there? I mean, like, it pisses me off, but also makes me laugh at the same time, how fucking stupid people are. You're gonna run out and buy, like, 1,000 gallons of hand sanitizer crap with all these fucking gross chemicals putting on your hands, but you're not gonna buy soap so you can wash your fucking hands with water? Someone explain this to me, please. Please, someone explain this. Jesus Christ. It's mid-March and it's kind of chilly out. I'm, like, fucking cold. It's in the 30s right now. I'm about to blast this heat up, so I hope that doesn't ruin the sound at all, but whatever, we'll see. Excuse me, just one sec. As I've mentioned in the past, this is raw, uncut, no bullshit, no edits, none of that crap, so you're gonna hear all my movement, and you're gonna hear all my nonsense, all my bullshit, and I apologize ahead of time, but that's just the way it is, and I hope you enjoy. So, getting back onto this, people need to start opening their eyes. People need to start realizing what's going on in front of them. Now, I'm gonna say I don't think I'm wrong when I say this, but maybe I am, because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not part of, you know, media. I'm not out there with all of them doing the research. I'm only telling you what my opinion is, what I think, based on the things I see, and I think that this whole thing is just being super, super overhyped by the media, making people crazy, making people go insane, and people are falling for it. People are running out like idiots, buying out all the goddamn toilet paper. I mean, this, again, doesn't make any sense to me. Go buy some good food. We're not losing our power. We're not losing the electricity. We're not losing our water. Like, you can still take a shower. You don't need to buy 25 cases of fucking toilet paper and leave nothing left on the shelf for the rest of the people. You can literally go into the shower and fucking clean yourself, like you're supposed to be doing anyways. Like, I don't understand this. People are supposed to be clean. Like, you know, we're not supposed to walk around filthy throughout the day. Like, yes, you know, you take your shower in the morning, take a shower at night, whatever. And during the day, you might accumulate dirt throughout what you're doing with your job. You know, you're sweating, you're moving around, whatever it may be, you're touching things, you're around a lot of other people. Sure. That's why we have showers. That's why soap exists. Like, I don't understand it. I work at Planet Fitness, as I've mentioned many times, and some of the members here have gone fucking wild. Every 2 seconds, they're coming up trying to get some hand sanitizer. They're always asking, where's the hand sanitizer? The thing on the wall is empty, and we keep telling them we know it's because everyone keeps taking, and we're pretty much running out. If you guys would stop taking every 5 fucking seconds, we would still have it, you know? And it's the same exact people that are complaining about the hand sanitizer and about, oh, how are you guys going to make sure we don't get this, that are literally taking a handful of fucking candy on their way out of the gym. You know, we have the fucking Tootsie Rolls over there for those that want to subject themselves to that. But, like, the same people that are so worried about getting this virus, you know, because the hand sanitizer is out, or because they didn't see us wipe the bench down for the 57th time in 1 hour, but they're grabbing a whole bunch of candy, which, let me tell you something, sir, that's not going to help your immune system. That's not going to help you stay healthy. Where's the common sense? Like, where are people's brains at? I know it's a time of craziness. People are worried and scared, and you don't want to be around others. I don't know. I'm honestly, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. You know, call me some kind of conspiracy theorist, some kind of crazy person. I don't buy half of this shit. I think most of it's media hype, and people are just going crazy, and I really think this virus thing, I feel like it's, listen, every day now we're seeing in the news or in the newspapers, whatever, oh, it's now hit this area, oh, it's now hit this town, oh, two people in this town now say they have it. It's everywhere, all right? Let's be honest here. This shit's everywhere. It's been everywhere. This isn't a new thing. They just labeled it now with this new COVID-19. You know, they want to make it sound all fucking nice and fancy and sciencey and shit. This shit has been around. This shit has been around. Only now they're labeling it and making it into this whole big crazed thing. Yes, people are dying and it's horrible. We don't want that. But ransacking the grocery store for toilet paper is not going to fucking help you. Ransacking the grocery store for fucking chips and beer is not going to help you. Practice normal hygiene. You know, the things that we're supposed to do as humans. The things that I shouldn't have to tell adults to do. But, you know, wash your fucking hands as often as possible when you're touching random shit. Or if, you know, you go to the fucking bathroom, wash your hands. It's absolutely absurd how often I see adult men, I'm not talking about like little kids, adult fucking grown men in their 40s, 50s, 60s plus, going in and out of the fucking toilet, not washing their hands. And then we wonder why this shit's going around? Really? Are you kidding? Are you fucking joking me? And, ladies, don't think you're out of the loop here. From my female coworkers, they tell me all the time the shit that they see in the women's locker room and the bathroom. Literally shit on the wall. Again, we're not talking about kids. We're talking about grown fucking adults. Grown-ass women in their 20s, 30s, 40s plus. You know, people are fucking nasty, and then we wonder why this kind of shit happens. Stop being fucking nasty. Stop being gross. Wash your goddamn hands when you go to the bathroom. Don't leave shit on the fucking floor for someone else to clean. I shouldn't have to say this, you know? I feel like a goddamn kindergarten teacher saying this type of shit, but it's literally needs to be said for adults, you know? And another thing that really, like, it doesn't make sense to me again, with the whole spraying down, like, at the gym, this is more about being at the gym than, well, no, you know what, this actually applies to the house and other places as well, I should say, but I'm only thinking about the gym because of the benches, but spraying down surfaces every 5 seconds isn't exactly going to do what you think it's going to do. It's not going to help you. Maybe it will clean that area, but now you got all that gross chemical shit in the air that you're breathing in. So how much better is it? You know? You might have potentially disinfected that area, that counter, that bench, you know? That chair, whatever. But now you got all these chemicals flying around the air that because you and this and 25 other people just sprayed, and now we're all breathing that shit in. You think that's good for us either? Hell no, that's not good for us. Fuck that. And also, like, spraying on the benches, this is primarily for the gym. Spraying the bench down every 5 fucking minutes, unless you're, like, profusely sweating and you, like, leave a puddle, like, that's nasty. Sometimes I see people do that, and it's really fucking gross, and I wish they would clean up after themselves. But, you know, if you're wearing a hoodie or something, and you're not really sweating, and you don't leave any kind of mess, spraying the bench down every 2 seconds is not going to do anything. Same thing with the shit being in the air. If you spray the bench every 5 minutes, you're going to leave that shit residue all over the place. So it's still going to touch the dumbbells. It's going to touch your hoodie. It's going to touch your pants. It's going to touch you. And then now you still have all kinds of shit and chemicals all over you. So it makes no sense. It makes no sense to go so crazy. I really, truly feel if people would start, you know, going back to fucking their brain, using common sense, wash your hands, don't be a fucking animal, don't be gross, more people would be okay. And if people would start focusing more on their health outside of epidemics like this, more people would be okay. Who is being affected the most by this? The elderly and the sick. Now, listen, you can't help elderly. That just happens. We all will get old. Every single person that I've ever met, every single person that listens to this, we will all get old at some point, unless we unfortunately pass before then. But that is part of life. So, how can we help prevent, even as we age, from getting sick? Keeping ourselves healthy. Sticking to the basics. Sticking to the fundamentals. Eating real fucking food. Eating whole foods. Healthy foods. Foods that work for you. Exercise. That doesn't mean go to the gym for 3 hours and crush weights. But it does mean move the fuck around. It does mean go take a walk. It does mean maybe get on a bike. It does mean do something aside from sitting around and going to work. You know, move more. And sleep. People don't sleep anymore. It's ridiculous. I'm happy to say that in the past couple of years, I've really worked on my sleep, and it's definitely not perfect, but I've gotten it much better. And it helps. Sleep is so goddamn important when it comes to recovery and just overall, you know, energy and health. It's a key to our survival. So that's what people should be focusing on more. Eating real foods, getting some good exercise, getting good quality sleep, drinking a lot of water, you know, we go to these grocery stores. This shit just annoys me. I went the other day, like, because I, you know, I keep seeing on social media all these pictures of everyone showing how all the, you know, shelves are empty. Now, being the fact that I don't like eating leftover food, so I don't do meal prep. I pretty much cook my meals daily. So I'll go to the grocery store several times a week. So, you know, I went the other day because, one, I need to pick up some stuff, and I was honestly very curious to see how crazy it would have been based on those pictures I saw. And it was pretty fucking wild. All the fruits and vegetables were still there, but all the fucking aisles full of the chips and full of the sodas and full of the paper goods, for some reason, were being ransacked like it was World War III. It doesn't make any sense to me. I went in, I grabbed, like, some tomatoes, cucumbers, and, like, a couple of fruits, and I fucking left. I didn't wait on any two-hour lines, I didn't go crazy trying to find some fucking toilet paper. You know, I do have a shower in my house, so I don't have to worry too much. You know, people need to start paying attention to what they're really doing. Like, stop getting so involved in the hype. Stop worrying so much just because someone else is doing that. Do what makes sense. Do what is good for you. Do you really need fucking 12 bags of toilet paper or 25 bags of fucking, I don't know what, hand sanitizer? Go buy some soap. Take a shower. Wash your hands. Eat healthy food. Sleep. Drink water. And you'll be okay. Exercise. Excuse me. I'm going to take a sip of water, so hope you guys don't mind. Just give me one sec. Been yapping for a little bit. That's some high-quality H2O, as my guy would say from that movie. What the fuck's his name? Forgot. Anyways. Yeah. Back onto that shit. This virus has got everyone crazed. Now I'm seeing there's curfews and all these kind of things. This is fucking insane. You know, I do understand them wanting to not have huge groups of people, you know, just to try to avoid others from getting sick. But even though I really do think, like, most of us already kind of have it, it's just not active. But, it's that shit's in the air, all right? The shit's in the air. I think we all have it. It's just whether it actually affects you or not. But whatever, that's just my opinion. That's my own conspiracy. But I understand them, you know, in New York City, they banned, I think, over 500 people can't be together. So, I mean, whatever. I don't give a shit about that. I don't go to New York City, so fuck that. But I also heard that they wanted to start putting in some kind of curfew and things of that nature, which to me is fucking insane. I don't think anyone should listen to that. I don't think anyone should listen to that. This is, I mean, we're adults. You should be able to make your own decisions. I'm not saying go around, go out, purposely start coughing on people if you're, like, infected or something, but you shouldn't be forced to stay inside like that. I really hope it's not a, you know, police-enforced thing, because that would be really fucking crazy. That would be, like, martial law, and we don't need that shit in our country. But, that's a whole other thing. I'm not gonna get into all that. But, yeah, just can we please, people, can we please get back to using some fucking common sense? That's the name of this podcast, remember? Right-Minded Gains, the common sense approach, the common sense approach to health and fitness. Well, this is the common sense approach to life. Take a goddamn shower when you need to, once, twice, three times a day, whatever you need to do, whatever fits your schedule, make sure you get it done. Shower, you know, you need to do that. Wash your hands as often as you can, you know, if you're around all kinds of dirt and all kinds of shit, and, you know, in my case, if you're in a gym full of sweat and dust and all kinds of weights and all kinds of other shit, you know, wash your hands as often as you can. Don't depend on bullshit hand sanitizer, because that shit is bullshit. And try to eat good, healthy foods, drink a lot of water, get some sleep. Exercise. These are the things that are going to keep you healthy. These are the things that are going to keep you healthy. Not buying toilet paper, okay? Going and standing 3 hours in line for toilet paper is not going to save you. But concentrating on your health and on your longevity will. Concentrating on the things that actually matter to sustain your body, to improve your body, to make you stronger, more resilient to these kind of things. That's what's going to help you. That's what's going to make the difference. Go get some good food. Go get some good rest. Go get some good water. Go do a fucking yoga class. You know, go lift some weights. Go do these things. These are the things that's gonna keep you straight. These are the things that's gonna keep you good. Keep you on the right way. You know. And now this is one thing that is kind of bothering me also, because of this situation. Now a lot of gyms are closing and yoga studios and these kind of things. So I personally like the gym. If you have to ask me, gym is superior to home workouts, obviously. But that doesn't mean that you can't get your exercise done at home. If your gym does close, there's plenty you can do at home. You can do a shitload of bodyweight exercises. You can buy a set of bands for dirt cheap and do different resistance-based movements. You know, you can, like I said, go for a walk, go for a bike ride. I mean, you can stay active even without a gym. It's extremely doable. It's honestly, I know plenty of people that prefer not going to a gym. They want to do a home workout, and that's fine. That's based on your preference, and it is doable. So if you're in a situation where you love to stay active, but your gym closed, well, get yourself a pair of bands and get to it. You know, it is very doable. You can do it. Anyways, I'm going to go rant about this elsewhere. Later, guys. Peace.